Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Indeed we are. Dan.
Hi.
Dan.
What?
When was the last time you had an ice cream sundae?
Ice cream sundae? I don't know. Do you count when you go to like one of those frozen yogurt places and you make your own thing? Because you could put like
does that count?
Sauce on there. You could put a syrup on there. If you
do
like.
People do that?
Yeah. They get that whole little station where you can pump.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then that counts.
I still don't know. I was just wondering if it counted.
I don't know if it counts either.
That mystery, not solved.
No.
I don't know. It's been a long time. I feel like my dad loves ice cream.
Okay.
And then my brother now owns an ice cream shop.
Right.
And I don't think I got that gene. I'm not super into ice cream.
You're not the ice cream guy.
No, I enjoy it. I appreciate it enough, but I don't go out of my way to grab it. I'm more of a, what would I be in terms of desserts? Like a nice candy bar, maybe?
Yeah, you're a chocolate with nougat kind of guy.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. You know, I'm a meat and potatoes dessert man.
Furthermore, follow-up question.
Oh, follow-up right. question. This is unprecedented.
Since your brother is in the ice cream business.
Yeah.
What is it that makes it a sundae? I don't know if I've ever actually had that defined to me. Does that mean just putting the sauce and shit on there?
Let me tell you. My brother would be the one to answer this, not me. I feel like it is just a bowl,
uh-huh.
right? You got a bowl. That's essential.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe you could put it in a cone.
Is it, no, well, is it supposed to be like, isn't it supposed to be like a tureen?
I think you just put like hot fudge on it and then you're good. Then you got a sundae. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's end this episode and find out.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been our show. We'll see you next time. Nope. Something I enjoy, probably more than, ice cream sundae is, our donors. And I'd like to say, a couple thank yous to a couple of them. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to someone who has just joined up with the show. We appreciate it so very much. Thank you, Brady. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you very much, Brady.
Secondarily, I'd like to say thank you to somebody who, joined up with the team on a little bit of a higher level. I'd like to thank you so much out there. Douglas, you are now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark.
Bop, 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 bop.
Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Douglas.
Thank you very much, Douglas.
If you out there are listening and you'd like to support the show, you can do so by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking that support the show button, and we would appreciate it.
It would be lovely.
So, Jordan, today what we have in front of us is a situation where we got a present-day episode to go over.
That's never fun.
No, it's not. We have November 2nd, 2018 to go over. And full disclosure for the audience, I'm not feeling great today. And no one enjoys a present-day episode. So don't be too surprised if this is a deeply truncated episode. If this is an episode where we're just like, hey, Alex is really afraid of white genocide, and then cut all those clips. You've heard it all before. We don't need to play 4 clips of him saying that.
Clips 1 through 14, Alex Jones, worried white people aren't going to do well.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's so much of that going on this show. And you know, the normal sort of stuff that he gets into, there's a couple of just stupid narratives. This episode is just really bad on a lot of levels, and I don't want to talk about it because so much of it is so much that we've already gone over 100 times. And I don't want to waste our listeners' time. I don't want to waste my time while I'm not feeling great. So I just want to cut through all the bullshit and just play you a couple of really important things because they are very important. A couple of things that he says on this show are damning to a great degree, and some of it's kind of funny. There's a couple things that are kind of funny.
All right.
But the first clip I'm going to play for you here is Alex talking about Trump's recent comments about how if you throw rocks, we might shoot you at the border.
Yeah.
That idea.
Yeah.
You would think that Alex would not be in favor of that sort of a thing.
It's probably a little overkill.
But here's what he has to say.
And Trump, the dramatic footage, we haven't got to that last night in the speech, very powerful. He said, yeah, if you throw rocks at the military, we're going to shoot you. And what that is not a call for violence. He's telling these mainly military-age men, a lot of them on video, saying, yeah, I can't wait. I got deported. I'm going back to the U.S. to kill more cops. That's a quote.
What?
That is a quote from Trump's commercial that he
put
out on Twitter.
Yeah. And that's actually from, oh, Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling these military-age men, you will be treated as military operatives. Let's play that clip in a moment. Let's play that first. You will be treated. You're a bunch of tough guys. You ran through the police. You ran through the military. You've shown you're in a man's world. You hold up kids in front of you while you do it. We've seen that with the Palestinians and the Islamicists, you little dirt bags. And so
what?
You do that up front, we're putting you on notice. That's called a shot across the bow. That's a warning. The first one's free. You better be glad we're giving it to you. And I'm telling you, it's time for these out-of-control criminals like Brennan and O'Rourke and all these people trying to destroy our country and trying to bring in a third-world population they control and they suck off of as a permanent underclass to know that they are going to be brought to justice. And Trump has put out an image saying, after the election, sanctions. It isn't just a message to Iran. It isn't just a message to Iran.
It's just a meme.
He's going to sanction everybody?
It's a message to all you criminals that you have pushed so far. You people are so crazy, and it's our fault for not putting you in your place. Sanctions are coming. November 6th. Get ready.
Sanction day.
Do you remember that, like, right, you know, before the election and, like, in the debates in 2016, Trump was saying that once I get elected, I'm throwing you in prison, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
All the lock her up chants, and here we are. He hasn't done any of that. There's so many of these things, these carrots that he dangles out in front of people. Now with the midterm elections, Alex is interpreting this as, like, if we win the midterms, I'm finally going to take out these globalists that you hate. It's so pathetic. And then adding into that this idea that he's like, yeah, if you throw a rock, we're going to shoot you. And that is what should happen. We've learned about this with the Palestinians. Like, years ago, not that long ago, Alex was super in favor of the Palestinians. To see him use that as an example of, like, yes, absolutely, it's a great idea to shoot people who throw rocks, is deeply, deeply troubling.
And the fact that he could throw his support behind the U.S. military murdering thousands of people.
But they throw rocks.
Okay, so
that's a war crime.
So on
throwing
one side,
a rock is a war crime.
So
buddy.
On one side, there's a lot of guys wearing full body armor with semi-automatic rifles, as well as other battle accoutrement.
Sure.
And on the other side,
rock.
There are women and children escaping Honduras under threat of death, places where they don't have running water, all of those things. And they're bringing their kids hoping to just survive. On one side, you've got those guys.
Those aren't kids. They're big rocks.
Oh, we heard that we learned that in Palestine.
Yeah, this is awful. Like, this is just like, you hate to see this. And this is one of the reasons why this show sucks so much in the present day, because we know enough about Alex to know, like, hey man, You have gone so far away from what you stood for.
This wasn't you, bro.
It wasn't.
Wasn't you.
And that's not to say, like, hey, you should, you go back to where you were. Nothing like
not
that.
Great. Not great
nothing
then.
Nothing like that. But it is to say, like, it's so awful to look at this and just be like, man, you lost it. You never had it, but you lost it.
Yeah.
You still lost it and never had it.
It's that's a mainstream thought now.
It's
that's
true.
A mainstream thought is, well, of course we need the military on the border to murder people. Mm-hmm. Duh, what else is a military for?
I don't know anymore. He has no principles. This just doesn't even matter.
Nope.
It's fucking so stupid. So, in this next clip, Alex wants you to be afraid that this caravan that's coming up here, they want to change America into another country.
Oh no, which one?
There come the people that eat your pension funds.
Nom 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 nom.
And to be used up by the system and used by permanent underclass by the left who wants slaves. They're all fleeing Venezuela and communism, and they're coming here waving their foreign flags, and we're going to do that again here. Please don't forget we're listener supported. When you get t-shirts, books, nice. Films, it makes what we do here possible.
Nice. Mm. Nice. They're all coming to kill us and take your pension funds. Anyways, it's time to buy a t-shirt, my friend.
Hey, you want a t-shirt?
Hey.
Please. These days, the ad pivots hurt more.
Yeah.
They hurt more because they're just like, he's spending all of his time talking about, like, this caravan that's coming up is an attack. There's going to be 100,000, 200,000 people all slamming into the border as an invasion force.
Uh-huh.
And, they just want to turn this into Venezuela. Also, we have shirts for sale.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Why would you think that a group of people fleeing for asylum from constant threat of death by often their own country would want to then bring that style of government here? Does he not know why people are coming here?
I mean, he thinks he knows, but it's not the people that are coming that are going to change the country. They're just the people on the ground who are forcing the chaos in order for the globalist combines in order. They are going to change us into Venezuela once these people flood in and collapse the country or something like that.
Oh.
That's more.
Oh, okay. I understand their plan. That makes perfect sense.
That's more what's in his head, but it's ludicrous. In this next clip, Alex is fucking fired up on this episode. He is going full tilt boogie on this, if you will allow the turn of phrase. And in this next clip, he explains why he's fired up.
People are like, man, why are you so fired up? The globalists are trying to literally destroy me. I'm just a loyal American. It's all happening. The Democrats are literally globalist invasion force leaders. I mean, I'm a loyal American. Pick your side, people. This isn't rhetoric. They want me off the air and you off the air and thousands of others ahead of this. They're planning bombs. They're planning false flags. They're planning mass shootings. They're planning race riots. Every Hollywood show, every movie is race war. This is total globalist BS. And we need your financial support. Plus, you need the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't wear your colors proud, we've got shirts that'll only help you meet patriots that
all right.
Say things like Molon Labe or...
Ooh. Yeah.
Man.
Ouch.
Man.
So is Call Me By Your Name about race war? The one?
Yeah. Man, oh man. That's sad.
I think The Nun was actually about race war.
Did you notice how he kind of swallowed that?
Yeah.
That's gross.
He should really not say immediately after saying pick your side, they're trying to kill you, that this is not rhetoric.
Oh, yeah.
He should protect himself by saying it is this is rhetoric.
Also.
Otherwise, you're like, we have to go kill the other guys. Well, this is not rhetoric.
There's that. That's a problem. But then further being like, this isn't rhetoric, and then using a very clear rhetorical technique where you elicit an emotional response out of your audience only to be like, you need to buy my stuff. That's rhetoric to a T. That's exactly what he's doing. This isn't rhetoric. Now I'm going to use this rhetoric in order to prime you to sell my shit to you, but it's not rhetoric.
Yeah. I'm going to ask myself a question and then you will listen rhetorically.
Yeah. So this next clip is really the reason why, even though I realize that like most of this stuff isn't worth going over, like Alex on this episode, he's complaining about Michael Moore saying he's advocating whites, be eliminated. He's just talking about a Seth Meyers interview where he doesn't say that. He's talking about Oprah Winfrey, talking about how all old white people need to die out. He plays an interview from 2013 where she doesn't even say that. She just says that old people, she's asked the question of whether or not the problem of racism has been solved. And she's going like, no, absolutely not. And we have a whole lot of people who have been soaked and marinated in the cultures of racism and prejudice and they just need to die. They need to die out.
Yeah.
She doesn't say white people at all. That's projection on Alex's part. So that.
They always reveal exactly what it is.
Yeah. So there's a lot of
stuff. How dare she say something that I immediately apply to something that is true about me?
There's a lot of stuff like that. And it's just like, I don't care. I hear this and I just don't care. But this I care about very much. This next clip, is a huge problem.
Now they're saying the caravan doesn't exist, but that didn't work the last few days. So now they're saying, okay, there's always been caravans, and it's illegal to stop them, and the UN is funding lawsuits against Trump. And watch, you'll have some federal judges say, you've got to let them come on through and physically kill police and military and beard by over the head, and Trump's a terrorist. He can't put people in temporary tents before he ships them back, which is Rex 84. Which the left spun, and I misunderstood 25 years ago when I was researching, was Reagan's plan for martial law and putting everybody in camps. No, it was the communists had a plan, the Democrats they discovered, to trigger revolutions in Latin America and get communists in, and then flood up with tens of millions of people collapsing the Southwest and then causing riots, race-based riots nationwide. And Ronald Reagan said, that ain't happening, Jack. Get a plan ready to stop it. And Trump just implemented Rex 84. The UN and the globalists started all this.
He just said that Trump has initiated Rex 84. Now, this is perhaps the most fucked up thing I've ever heard come out of his mouth. Alex is now in favor of Rex 84, something that as recently as 2016 he's been screaming about as being part of the globalists' plan to put patriots in FEMA camps. Here are some headlines from InfoWars. From 2009, Rex 84, your internment camp awaits you. In 2010, U.S. Constitution may be suspended. The article is about how, because of Rex 84. In 2012, FEMA camp rendition hubs discovered. Article mostly about Rex 84. For the past, oh, let's say his entire career, Alex Jones has made it a cornerstone of his rhetoric that the big threat that he was standing up against was government tyranny. It presented itself in the form of FEMA camps that would be used to set up, they'd set them up to take dissenting citizens off to. He spent countless hours detailing his perverse fantasies of fighting off the goons he imagined would come to take him away to the camp. And one of the big pieces that he always cited to convince his audience that this wasn't just him making this stuff up, was the existence of Rex 84. It is real, therefore what I'm saying isn't bullshit, was basically his argument. Rex 84 was a plan that Ollie North came up with that was involved in the detention of communists and leftists. It had nothing to do with Alex's dumbass patriot fantasies. But because it sort of thematically fit with his stupid FEMA camp narratives, he and Larry Nichols in particular would use it to drum up fear in his audience that this was coming. And you were days away for them coming for you. I find it particularly pathetic and sick that Alex is now saying that it's a good thing for Trump to use Rex 84 to deal with these refugees. Alex has made a career out of arguing that Rex 84 is the literal blueprint that would be used to bring in martial law in this country. And the fact that he's celebrating the idea of using such a plan here is a very clear indication that our thesis is very correct. Alex Jones does not care about tyranny. He just really, really doesn't want that tyranny to be targeted towards white people.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be terrified if a black man is in office, cause he might do Rex 84.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get your white nationalist in there, and yeah, of course he needs to do Rex 84.
Right.
That makes perfect sense.
And here's the bigger issue, Jordan. In his entire career, Alex has made the argument that the tyrannies that he's afraid of, the implementation of Rex 84, one of these plans, would be very unpopular and that people wouldn't be into it. In order for something like Rex 84 to be implemented, his imaginary bad guys would need to create a false flag, a pretext in order to implement it. These villains would need to have a manufactured crisis in order to bring about their plans. What do we see in front of us right now?
Okay, so his argument was that they would need to manufacture a crisis. Perhaps if there was a some sort of caravan that came along every year as almost like a symbolic act. But if for once they had stoked up anti-immigrant fervor so bad that they could just blatantly lie about this immigrant caravan coming up, turn it into a military issue, bring the military on the American border to stand there in, quote, support structure situations where Donald Trump himself has essentially said, shoot if you got him, that whole thing.
Shoot him
if you
got rocks.
Are you saying that would perhaps qualify as this crisis, this false flag crisis that Alex Jones himself warned us all about?
It's interesting. I mean, Alex overinflates the number of people in the caravan to present the idea of hundreds of thousands as a strong army. the right-wing media refers to as an invasion, and our fucking stupid president threatens to shoot people who throw stones. An article in the Washington Post today was putting the number of people in the group at approximately 4,000, which is right in line with stories that have been coming out about the numbers dropping in the past weeks. They were passing through Veracruz, which is a city that's a good 626 miles from the closest border crossing, which would mean approximately 204 more hours of walking, if you didn't take any breaks. This isn't something that's set to culminate on Election Day, as Alex claims, or right before the election. And most importantly, nothing that these people are doing or plan to do is illegal, according to U.S. law. They're refugees fleeing violence in Central America, and they have every right to make it to the border and plead for asylum. Whether or not they get it is an administrative matter, but they're entirely within their rights. You're totally right. This entire pageant that we've seen play out is a concerted effort by the right-wing media to manufacture a crisis. And we've seen the mainstream media be woefully incompetent in their reporting, and in essence, all they've done is amplify the right-wing version of this. You could make the argument that most of the right-wing is jumping on board with this propaganda and this false reality as a desperation plan because they know that without something big like this, a lot of them are dead in the water during the midterms. But that argument can't work for Alex Jones. Based on his career, he knows better. All Alex does is warn that a shadowy group of bad actors are coming to manufacture a crisis in order to put an unpopular and probably illegal plan to put people in camps in place. And in the process, they'll use the military as a way, in a way that breaches posse comitatus. In 2018, he's an active participant in manufacturing a crisis that's being used to push through unpopular and probably illegal plans that lead to people being put in camps, which involves using the military to breach posse comitatus. He is exactly what he has warned everyone about for years. This is pathetic. I hate this.
It's, I mean, if it were like a Andy Kaufman sketch, it'd be brilliant.
Well, it's a tragedy.
You know, like if he spent 20 years building up this anti-establishment character only to then turn heel at the opportune moment, that's Andy Kaufman all over.
But the thing is, he's always been heel.
Right. You but know, now like, he's really turning heel, you know?
This is like, one of the reasons why I feel like I'm out of sorts. I have no words for this. Like, I am deeply disgusted by this sort of thing. Like, I felt like every time we've seen him be like, okay, so, you know, earlier, a month ago or so, we checked in on him and he was saying that it's great that Trump was going to send military to the border.
Right.
And we're like, hey, whoa, this is really against your principles. I thought that was like, that's surprising. I'm disappointed in you. But I didn't think that the FEMA camp stuff was negotiable for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's made multiple documentaries building up the fear of this exact thing that he's now advocating. There's nothing here.
No. Everything you believe in is gone. Stop it. Quit. But he has to quit now, right? That's the logical conclusion to.
I don't know.
Like, in this, like, long, tragic, story. Macbethian kind of tale of rise and fall into meaninglessness. And I assume he's met three witches.
Undoubtedly.
They were all globalists, though.
They were in a hot tub.
Then he just completely denies every single one of his principles. Like, this is the last one. Like, this is that piece of him actually advocating for the very thing that he has been ostensibly fighting.
What brings in tyranny.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's now like, oh shit, that's actually a good plan. Yep. Let's do that one.
And the reason that he's able to do it is you heard it even in that clip there. He's like, when I was researching it, I was tricked by the liberal spin on it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. He can retcon stuff and pretend that it's deep in the past, but that has been very present. Like even just a year or two ago, that was his line. So him trying to rewrite this idea, it means he has to rewrite. I mean, everything is up for grabs.
Yeah.
Nothing he believed or like, I mean, he could just be like, hey, vaccines are good now because
yeah.
Trump's in charge
doesn't
of the vaccines.
Doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Doesn't mean
who
anything.
Who cares? Everything is gone.
Yep.
This is pathetic.
And I hear he wants to kill the younglings too.
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah. He's going to execute Order 66 any moment now.
No, not the younglings.
Not the younglings. Come on, man.
I guess what I want to say here is a lot of this show is predictable. A lot of it, this present day episode, is very predictable. There's stupid fear-mongering about the refugee caravan. There's stupid white genocide fears. That stuff is all like, yes, we've seen all this before. But the idea that he's advocating for and saying literally Trump is putting in place Rex 84, it just means to me, like, it's not interesting to me. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's not interesting to me because what interests me is truth. And when we go over these shows, like in the past, it's interesting to me to hear him lie a whole bunch and then learn about X, Y, or Z. I understand that there's probably an interesting human story here with a man who's gone so far down a terrible path that he's advocating for the very thing he made 6 documentaries warning about.
Yeah.
But it's not really interesting to me.
No, I understand it's not interesting to you.
Yeah.
And from that's the thing, though. It is a fascinating human interest story.
It's exactly what we would have expected to see, but didn't think he would be that brazen.
Never thought he would go that far,
no,
right?
No, no.
Never.
And this is why we don't generally make predictions, because we could have predicted this a ways back. But it would have felt silly. Saying that.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, he's going to advocate for putting people in camps with Rex 84.
Sure.
That would have been like, it's parody. He's a parody of himself. I don't know what else to say.
Fascinating. It's fascinating.
Fuck you.
How do you do it?
Don't say it's fascinating.
How does it happen? You know, like we've gone back through all of these different time periods in Alex Jones's life.
Yeah.
But never, even when we saw him jump on Trump, I never would have expected him to have literally denied all of his principles.
To me,
other than white people thumbs up.
Right. I think that that's because that's one of the most important things is the protection of white identity and that sort of thing. I think that that's the biggest piece that's non-negotiable. Like, we're never going to see that change in the way that
he's
advocating for Rex 84.
Reparations should happen now! He's not
going to
happen.
He's never going to come out, like, in favor of multiculturalism or anything like that. You can rest assured of that one.
But, hey, man, maybe we should visit our local mosque from time to time and get to know our neighbors.
I think the bigger issue is that you've already sort of touched on it. It is that none of the things that he was presenting himself as being very passionate about and caring about, he didn't really care about those things. He is undoing his life's work.
Yeah.
And recontextualizing it in some sort of weird way. Like, if he'd studied Rex 84 and realized that it was all a liberal plot or whatever, when did that happen? When did it happen? Did you just study it last week and decide that? Did you study it and like, what did you study? Did Roger Stone tell you that? I don't know what the future holds for Alex, but this looks grim. This doesn't, I hate to feel bad for him. I don't pity him, but I don't know. You know, it's like you have an enemy and you hate him and you haven't seen him in 10 years or something like that. And then you go back to your hometown, you find him drunk at noon at the bar and rambling about something. You're like,
Hey,
it's hard to hate you now.
He's trying to start a fight with you about something. And you're like,
man,
come on, man.
I gotta go.
Whatever it was, you lost.
Or you won.
Or you won. Whatever it is you want.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
That's the sense I get from it. I'm just like, I'm not interested in this. Anyway,
it's like in Gross Point Blank whenever John Cusack meets up with a bully from his high school and he reads him his poetry.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Great.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie, Dan.
Love Mini Driver. Anyway, we have a website.
We do have a website. Do we also have a Twitter presence?
Yes. At @knowledge_5.
Are we influencers on Instagram yet?
Nope.
Oh, we're not?
Nope.
Okay.
Barely on it.
Facebook? Do we have a Facebook?
We're on Facebook.
Do we have a group?
We do. It's called Go Home and Tell Your Mother You're Brilliant.
What if you wanted to find us in a downloadable format where you could listen to this show?
I do. Place to go. Also, other podcast distribution things.
All right.
Look, I'm sorry this episode is short. I'm feeling under the weather, and I don't want to do a present day episode, and that's all of the clips that I have prepared. So I realize that, this may be marginally unsettling or unsatisfying for people out there, and I apologize. But we'll be back Wednesday with something that's a little bit more more good, and hopefully I'll feel better. Mm-hmm. But also midterms, go vote.
Go vote.
If you want to, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
Listen.
What?
Rex 84 was a plan that wasn't actually put into action.
It is now, though, according to Alex.
But also, Alex is an unreliable narrator.
Fair.
As far as I know, that plan has never killed anybody. Although, one guy technically probably has, and that's Alex Jones.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.